Nancy Salmon here with Fear of Singing Breakthrough Program Day 20. I want to talk a little bit about practicing and how you practice. So we've talked about how you can work with a 1, 3, 5, 8 of a scale and how you can visualize and get yourself into the scale with your song and see how your song fits into the scale. The other thing I want to talk about is your mental mindset when you approach your practicing. It's really important. I might have talked about this to some extent before, but I'm just going to remind you, you can never hear this too much. With music practicing, it's important to make a balance of study and focus and repetition and drilling and all that stuff and thinking and understanding and fun. If you don't keep the fun in it, I think you're going to give up. And it's a lot of work. The work part is work. And so it's super important to keep the fun part in it. And that's what's going to keep you connected to why you want to be doing this in the first place. And also, in the fun part is a ton of opportunity for learning actual skills. When you're keeping a drone and you're holding a steady note, that is a skill, and it's an important skill. When you're going, to really control your voice, bring it up in a smoother way, bring it down in a smoother way, hear yourself in a new way, hear yourself in relationship to the home note. You're practicing all kinds of skills when you do stuff that just seems like fooling around and it's fun. Learning songs is an important part of it. Learning how to learn songs is an important part of it. But that improvising stuff, that should stay with you forever. Seasoned musicians learn a ton from improvising. It improves your ability to harmonize. It improves your ability to sing on pitch. It improves your ability to have flexibility and strength in your voice. It improves your ability to breathe well so that you're supporting yourself when you're singing. So that mix of work and play, very important. So every time you practice, you want to be sure to include something that feels like play to you, that feels really good. Just think about what you're hearing there. Just sounds and feels nice, goes along with it nicely. You know what? It may not go along with it nicely, but just experiment with it. I guess that's what I really mean to say. I was doing before with the ah, ah, you can do this part. Ah, now I'm going to make up something. Now I'm just going to do the drone again. So there's kind of a lot there to play with, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to go back and play with that kind of repeating pattern. And you know what's really cool is when you do that, you're basically singing in harmony with me, which sounds like a kind of an advanced thing, right? But you can approach it from a very intuitive place.